7-0.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number three of the program. You bring up anything by dialing toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. We start things out here by going right into your phone calls. Coming up, though, Gardner is going to tell us about a blundering bureaucracy. But first, we talk to Steve in Florida. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, can you hear me?
Hey, Steve. What's on your mind tonight?
Remember we talked Saturday night about Stephen King, Nixon, Reagan, and John Lennon's murder?
Was that you that had called about that?
Wow, there's a conversation.
Yes.
Okay, so you actually, just to recap for our listeners, you are a man that runs a website that is dedicated to exposing what you believe to be the truth behind John Lennon's murder, and that is the truth that you believe is that Stephen King was actually his assassin.
And the man getting John Lennon's last autograph. Yes.
Stephen King got John Lennon's last autograph?
Well, that's the key center point of my website is codes and the bold print. Stephen King's face matches the killer getting the autograph.
I can't say that I pored over the website. I did look at it, and I was impressed at the level of acume of the website. It was very good. Usually, when you talk about when you see crackpot things that are stories that are out there, the websites are long and rambling. Look like they were put together in 1996. However, yours really good.
Yeah, my initial reaction would be to make a joke out of it, but it's so completely alien to anything I've ever heard of that I'm sort of sitting here thinking, I want to talk to this guy. Yeah. What's the deal? What is the deal with this, Seinfeld? Who is this guy?
So what brings your call out tonight, Steve?
Well, you said that he had emailed you, and I do believe it was Stephen King, because the email he sent you was, I didn't kill John Lennon.
No, he didn't email me. No, somebody said they saw an email on your site. Was that not true? I didn't verify that claim.
No, there was no email on my site. Oh, I know what it was. Okay, now I know what's going on. He wrote me a letter once on the inside of a book called Let Me Take You Down when I was in Bangor, Maine. And he says, I didn't kill John Lennon, and I think you know that as well as I do. And then he closes his letter with a half sentence, the man who really did kill John, best Stephen King. Now, this handwriting matches a letter he wrote to me 8 years earlier that starts out, Mr. Lightfoot, you haven't got the whole story yet, but since you will not cease your investigations, I thought I may as well clue you to phase three. And this was 2 weeks before my dad suspiciously died in a plane crash. Stephen King.
I am sorry to hear about your father. This is one of the strangest things I've ever heard of.
Well, anyway... So the premise of my call is moot now because I realize he didn't actually email. But I'm telling you, I've met him. I've stood 3 inches away from him. All he could do was stutter to me apologetically in his hometown to take care. I will want you to take care.
I'm sure he felt very comfortable with you only 3 inches away from him. Usually that's about the space that I love having people, that close to me.
And when he said this, he said it like this. Hey, I screwed up. Don't hate me. I care what you think about me. Don't you hate me. I screwed up.
So what do you think the motivation was? I mean, just to speculate here, as a man who has done apparently an unending amount of research into this, what was Stephen King's motivation? Did the government people have something that they could hold over his head? Did they force him to do this? Or did he just hate John Lennon? I mean, what was the actual...
Well, it was absolute jealousy of John Lennon. John Lennon had more power than any man on earth. He had more fans than any man on earth. He had more power than the Pope and the President and the Prime Minister of England combined.
And less talent, too.
And his message was a hopeful message of peace, love, and understanding. Stephen King, on the other hand, was trying to get off a career of writing about the dark side of humanity. And, in fact, the reason he did write such terrible things is because when he was a little boy, he was rejected by his peers and not picked, picked last and teased. His father walked out on him when he was two. And his movies reflect a need to lash out at society. Take, for example, Christine.
Well, Stephen King doesn't make movies. He's an author.
Didn't make the movie Christine. Written about his book. Christine.
I think John Carpenter made Christine.
Okay, but Stephen King wrote the book. And in Carrie, the center of the central figure has her revenge on all of her teenage tormentors.
I would
build blood on her as she burned them all in the auditorium.
The same issue with Carrie is goes on with Christine. Now, you could reference some of his later movies where he had a much larger role. However,
not really.
So what do we find with the novels of redemption or the exciting novel like The Girl Who Loved Tom Gordon, where there's a young girl trapped in the woods and she loves the Boston Red Sox, and it's a story about the girl's survival, or The Green Mile.
That's an uplifting.
Or The Shawshank Redemption.
I'm not familiar with your first book, but The Green Mile and Cell and Shawshank Redemption and a few other of his books all are focused on a man going to jail for life for murder, which is his biggest fear.
Excellent.
This is very tiny.
This is
amazing.
A really well
Truly.
Put together conspiracy theory.
I have never
theory.
Heard this before.
Did you see the movie Christine?
It was the first rated R movie I ever saw in my life in the
awesome.
Theaters.
See, I figured the story was too derivative of the original Duel by Richard Matheson, so I didn't bother.
I saw the movie, and these characters were all killed in that movie. Buddy Holly, Elvis Presley, Jim Morrison, John Belushi, and John Lennon.
Is that true? I've not
How
seen
How were they
it,
killed in the movie? I don't remember this happening.
The character who bought the car looked kind of goofy with taped-up glasses like a Buddy Holly. And then he picks the car up and turned into Elvis with the pompadour and the flashy clothes, and he winds up dead through a windshield.
A dead
ringer for Jim Morrison gets run down by a car on fire, and the Jim Morrison lookalike is dressed exactly as John Lennon was dressed when he got shot. Black leather jacket, black boots, and blue jeans.
Subscribe to any other what people would call conspiracy theories that are out there? Do you think, for instance, that...
Lizard men.
9-11. Do you think that 9-11 was perpetrated by the government?
I do believe that the buildings were preset to explode on a demolition level because there's one helicopter view that they've only showed once and they've never showed it again.
That, Mark?
And you can see the building expand like a balloon being blown up, and then you hear a loud bang. Now, this kind of an expansion of all four walls could only be caused by air pressure, which could only be caused by an explosive.
There is
a bird's eye view. There's a bird's eye view from a helicopter. When one building, right before it falls, it expands like a balloon being blown up.
But which bird? Also, I'm just wondering, and seriously, and when you discuss this with people, and obviously you think a lot about this, I'm completely skeptical of it, but it's fascinating to think about this. Like, when you have conversations with people, maybe a woman over dinner, or, you know, the friends at the bar, or people you work with, or people who find your website, let's just say in conversation, how do they respond to this? Because, I mean, it's totally bizarre to me.
I don't know if he actually has dinner with people.
The way people respond is a phenomenon. And the way I would describe this is Jesus was once chased out of town for saying a prophet is never accepted by his... Jesus once said a prophet is never accepted by his hometown. And he was almost killed, literally on the spot, by his peers.
Knowing a great
Swift,
deal about the Bible, I don't really remember that. Was that extra biblical writings or something?
No, he said it. And Jonathan Swift was once quoted as saying, you can always tell who the genius of the community is. He's the one the townspeople are ridiculing him and making the most fun of.
So so you're saying that when you talk about these things that your friends and acquaintances ridicule you?
My peers, even my own family members, have an intense resentment and jealousy and fear of what I'm doing. Because literally, if this story breaks...
What is it that you are doing? I mean, you're trying to essentially break the story out mainstream and get people to pay attention and take you seriously and the idea seriously and actually, like, arrest Stephen King for murder? Because
before I can arrest him and charge him, I have to get the public on my side. Because if I was in Stephen King's position, I would say, okay, go ahead, arrest me and charge me. I'm not going to waive my right to a speedy trial.
Well, the evidence that you have is a Newsweek article or a few magazines that you've plucked some headlines out of and you took some bolded words and made sentences from, right?
No,
that's
no, no.
That's the evidence?
No, 70% of the headlines relate like codes surrounding the murder, including the killer's face, name, and letter to the editor printed before the murder.
It's all in there. You just have to know the patterns. Thanks for the call.
Lennon murdered.
I can't take it anymore. 800-259-9231.
It doesn't matter whether you can take it or not.
Well, I could have held him over, but we held him over the first time. So, enough. 800-259-9231. You can go visit what the hell, whatever the hell his website. He didn't get to plug his website this time.
Oh,
no.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richardson Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
How would you like to save up to 90% on your phone bill? It can be done thanks to Empire One Telecom. EOT offers voice over IP technology that will allow you to make phone calls from your home or business without the high cost. Take advantage of EOT's most popular plan, which includes unlimited long distance throughout the U.S. and Canada, and 360 minutes of international calling for only $19.95 a month. Plus, all calling plans include over 40 special features, including call waiting, caller ID, and three-way calling free. Take your phone number on the road with you thanks to EOT's travel-friendly box. Simply plug your adapter into any internet connection and start making phone calls. It's that easy. So if you have a high-speed internet connection and are ready to dramatically lower your monthly phone bill, choose your plan now at EOTTech.com. That's EOTTech.com. EOTTech.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, it's your show. You can bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You It's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, features including the bulletin board system with over 400,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about there. Serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all free over at bbs.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients, too. It's SACL CAI, and you can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
800-259-9231. To your phone calls, we go to Jim in Illinois. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Gardner and Mark.
Hey, guys. Good talking to you again.
Fine, Jim.
How you doing, Elvis?
You know, I have a point that or something I wanted to talk to you about, but if I could just digress for just a second here on two things. First of all, that guy before you, that nutcase, he was talking, he had these two letters from Stephen King and this other guy. They had them up on his site.
Yeah.
I just took a look at them. They look nothing alike. I mean, maybe if you were, you know, had your glasses off and you glanced at passing, but you compare those two things. I mean, come on.
How did you get his website? He didn't give it out this time. Did you remember it from Saturday?
Yeah, I did. I actually listened to the podcast earlier today and wrote it down.
Okay. What was the website again?
It's www.lennonmurdertruth.com.
Okay, there you go. So if you want to know the truth about Stephen King killing John Lennon.
I'll tell you.
Oh, and don't forget Nixon and Reagan were involved.
Too, oh, right. Yeah, they were the organizers.
It
brings me up to a second little subpoint before I get to my main, my main question. You know what? There's enough that the government is doing wrong that we can literally nail them on, that we have proof of, without having to go into all this conspiracy crap.
Absolutely.
I mean, you're just wasting your time on real issues that you could be putting your energy towards.
Exactly, right. Like John Belushi.
And you should never apply to conspiracy what you can apply to incompetence when it comes to the government, because you know the idea that they would get away. Now, the John Lennon murder thing, I suppose that Reagan and Nixon could have gotten together and planned the murder of Lennon and cued in Stephen King. I think three people involved is small enough that you could keep a conspiracy. Why those three people would get together? Why they would choose?
Well, John Lennon had more power than him, didn't you? Weren't you listening?
Right. The reason was no. Don't you understand, Mark? The overarching theme here is that the death of John Lennon was the death of innocence, and the promotion of Stephen King was the promotion of all things that are evil. So that was the turning point. See, that
was although it is interesting though if you do step it up a notch and you take serious things that are happening today that can be observed and are very troublesome. Some worrisome U.S. troops being posted in the United States, contrary to Posse Comitatus, which ties into some of the wilder conspiracy theories, but at the same time is a concrete and dangerous and bad precedent to have established in the United States. So then you say, okay, there's a blurring of the lines there. You've got other things like the RFID chips being put into people's licenses and passports. You say, well, again, there's a blurring of the lines with conspiracy theorists. So what's fascinating is not so much that the conspiracies are being supported by the events, but that there are some real things out there that we would include along with taxation and regulation and police manipulation and you know all sorts of bad laws that are brought up that are part and parcel to some of these conspiracy things. And I mean they lead me. If it's a bad proposal, it's a bad proposal. That's the way I look at it. And I don't need a conspiracy to say to me, look, there are people who want to expand the purview of government, whether they have malicious intent or not.
Yeah, I mean, which is more important? The fact that, you can't observe the World Trade Center thing happening from a specific angle from a helicopter, or the fact that we're creating fiat money that's based in fantasy. I mean, what do we have proof on, and what can we actually, hold the government against?
Well, and I think you can I love your point, and it's a point that I made so many times in the past, that we need to focus on what's concrete, we need to focus on what's real, what's undeniable. But all that said, the conspiracy guys just keep on going in their direction, and they keep pedaling that bicycle, and, they're trying to get to wherever it is they're going to, this supreme knowledge over top of everybody else. And you could tell his attitude about himself was that he was a prophet, that he was Jesus-like, that he was this, amazing guy that knows something special that you don't. And it's ties into something you've said in the past, Mark, that
right.
the conspiracy guys like to have something that they know that you don't and make
right.
themselves feel good.
Sure, that they can lecture on this this topic that they are expert in. And you must say that this guy has done a fantastic job of being the world's expert on the murder of John Lennon by Stephen King, preferred by Richard Nixon and Ronald Reagan. I mean, no one can claim to know more about it than he does.
Yeah. He has a convention. It's in a phone booth, but it's all right.
So I think that that's really what it is this sort of attitude of, na, 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 I know something yeah. you don't know.
And also, you know what else is weird? I don't know if you guys have run into this, too, but on repeated iterations, information that you have becomes very easy to state because you've memorized it. It's very easy to
sure.
go through. You know what you're going to say.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's almost an intellectual crutch, in a way, to be able to go and repeat this stuff that you've looked into and you sound very animated about it. I don't know why the guy doesn't get tired of it and why he doesn't understand that the rejection that he gets is, possibly a sign that maybe people aren't interested. I'm interested in the intellectual aspect of it, of watching a person get involved with that. But, you know, getting back to those issues, there are so many issues, like Ian and you brought up, you know, the fiat money system that's destroying all of our savings. It doesn't matter whether it's some sort of terrible cabal that put this thing together. The fact is, economically, you can prove that it's very dangerous. So let's stop the policies.
You know, all I'm gonna really, really add to that is that that last guy, the Lennon murder truth guy, he must be a lot of fun at parties. That's
I guess. I don't know what kind of parties he would go to, though.
Well, I don't want to make
not so much that. I just wonder what kind of parties he'd get invited to.
Yeah, I don't know what his private life's like. I mean, you know, he may be a dynamo as far as the social scene goes, but It seems like if you were to focus that much energy, you would focus it on something that matters. Because even if this were true, you're talking about a Stephen King killing that went on nearly three decades ago.
Right.
So Stephen King, the if he were to have murdered John Lennon, he would have been 30 years younger. You're talking about a man who's so any of these cases where they get some guy 20, 30, 40 years later for a killing, you're not even incarcerating the killer.
Not the same guy, yeah. It's a
different
man.
You're incarcerating someone entirely different. And, so the chasing after of this nonsense it just doesn't make any sense to me on any level.
Well, I wonder if Stephen King passed away tomorrow from a heart attack or something like that, would the guy continue on? Would he continue to press for the truth to come out?
Well, Stephen King would have been poisoned, to keep him
right.
quiet.
Right, because on Saturday, you missed this, Carter, but on Saturday night when the guy originally called, he said that the time when Stephen King was clipped by a minivan, that was actually a failed government assassination attempt.
Oh, God, that was the funniest doggone thing. In fact, that, and what was the other guy? He was talking about the third age of Earth, the Shepherd's Chapel
yeah.
nut.
Man,
you had
some,
last
we
week.
Had, I mean, it was a full
I
moon.
Both yeah. of those sections out from the podcast, and I am saving those for posterity.
Thanks for that, dude. We appreciate the call, Jim, and glad to hear from you tonight. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll talk about a bumbling bureaucracy that apparently really blew it in Tennessee. We'll get to that here, and your calls as well at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
The United States is bankrupt, and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue. is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Drinkin' Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drinkin' Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip. The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6. You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game. And if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it. Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away. So enjoy those, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove that they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com, see what it's all about. That shrine.freetalklive.com. And according to the Computer Privacy Handbook, normal internet technology is the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Put a stop to email snooping with an easy-to-use email alternative, privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure. That's privacyharbor.com. So we go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Paula in Florida. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Paula.
Yeah, hi, hon.
Hey.
There's something that you were talking about earlier with that gentleman about our Federal Reserve. Do you know who part of them is the Jesuits? They are also in control of our Federal Reserve too.
Who? See, I thought that it was
the Jesuits.
I thought it was the Jews that had taken over the banks, not the
No, it's the Jesuits.
Oh, okay.
See, the papacy is the one that called for the New World Order.
The papacy.
And
who
and
are the Jesuits? I'm sorry, I'm
Jesuits.
Lost. Who?
Jesuits are a branch
are part,
of
part of the Catholic Jesuits. Church, part of the papacy.
Oh, okay. So they're right. Like in the Vatican City. They,
yeah.
They live there. Those people.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, they want total control. Matter of fact, I don't know if you know the history or not, but they came after my cousin Andy Jackson because he took the money and gave it back to the country. And then
Andrew Jackson,
they have come after a lot of our presidents. They have poisoned some of them. Tyler Jefferson.
Wait a minute.
Harrison,
so what's their goal? I mean, they total world domination?
Yeah, that's what it's all about, yeah.
What's taking
and,
so long?
Matter of fact, that was the reason that JFK was assassinated because they wanted to control Vietnam. in that area, and he said, hell no, my friend. He came on CNN. I saw it myself not too long ago.
CNN?
C-SPAN. Anyway, they showed him talking to the church, and he said, you are not going to control me. You're trying to control my office, and that's not going to happen. He said,
Wait a minute. Hold on. C-SPAN didn't come around until the early 1990s
or the late
80s. No, I'm
saying they just showed it recently.
Oh, I see. You're saying they played
some
footage.
They had it filmed, yeah.
Gotcha.
And this is one reason why he was assassinated, because he got us out of Vietnam, because they wanted to control Vietnam.
John Lennon?
No.
Paul,
what do you think the chances are?
We're getting our conspiracies mixed up here.
What do you think the chances are that Stephen King assassinated John Lennon at the behest of Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon in 1980?
I don't know. I mean, I loved him, and I mean, I thought it was horrible what happened to him. And but they're going to answer for it, you know. I mean, there's a God above that sees everything, and he's going to take care of it.
What is everybody? Okay. Why does everybody love John Lennon so much? I just have no connection.
He was awesome. He really was.
By the way, I was wrong about C-SPAN. They started in 1979. So
yeah, well.
But anyway, I'll tell you, when this happened, I just cried. I mean, it just broke my heart. But anyway,
What happened?
I said
Lennon got shot. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well, thanks, Paula, for the
heart.
Call. Appreciate hearing from you. Sorry to hear your heart was broken. 800-259-9231.
She'd be enraged if she knew the truth.
About Stephen King?
Yeah.
Enraged against the machine,
yeah,
obviously. I know.
All right, unscreen call to the amp line. Who's this? You're on Free Talk Live.
This is David from Lakeland, Florida.
What's on your mind, David? You're on the air. You are on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have a question about I know you guys aren't scientists and I apologize if this question is a little too technical, but I understand that the scientific method is that you do some sort of experiment, whatever that is, and then you publish your methodology, whatever that is, and then other scientists can replicate that. I think that's part of the process.
Yeah.
Sounds
like
part of it, yeah. Well, you guys are a little bit wrong. See, the scientific method today is you have an agenda, and then a politician gives you money, and you get that money from taxpayers, whether they like it or not, and then it's published all through the media to reach a particular goal. That's the new scientific method. So yeah, I just want to make sure you're all straight on that.
Well, then I can't understand why you guys would have any faith in scientists at all. But
we have some.
Yeah, right. In that case, I think I'd prefer the Bible, because the Bible isn't influenced by the government.
That's pretty ludicrous. I mean, the fact is
that the Bible has been used by people in power against people out of power since its very inception. I mean, the fact is the first five books of the Bible were supposedly words written down, by Moses, as I recall, and he was the leader of the Jews. He was their president. He was their king, essentially. The Bible is a set of rules to keep people in line.
And the fact is, what you said in the beginning is true. I mean, science, they do have to publish their methodology, and if it's not duplicable, then it's not good science. And people need to be able to duplicate the studies in order for them to have some validity and being accepted by the scientific community. So there's that level of check and balance that some old book just doesn't have.
Yeah, okay. I didn't want to pull you off course.
If that's the case, that's kind of my issue with science. I believe in science. I'm a big fan of what you just described and what I first suggested, that it's a certain methodology, and then you publish a methodology, and then that methodology is tested by other scientists. Mm-hmm. I believe in that. That makes sense to me.
It does.
It's got to be empirical. Right.
What I don't understand, though, is evolution or other origin of species, scientific origin of species theories. I don't really understand how that's possible. I'd just like to see one methodology published that I could take into my little lab and repeat the experiment and come up with a new species.
Well, that's why you don't have a scientific law.
It's not extinction.
That's because evolution. Wait. Evolution isn't a scientific law. It is a theory, because you cannot duplicate it. You cannot replicate it. That's why they don't call it.
It wasn't based on a test. It wasn't based on an experiment.
It's a theory, and they try to use science to disprove or prove it. And I think that you would agree that evolution has some
but
sort
not,
of not, validity,
not
right?
Not cross-species evolution. This is the problem that we run into. And unfortunately, I think the call is correct in a way, Mark, because I think the theory of evolution is one of the few theories that when you say the theory of evolution, people overlook the word theory.
I agree. And I don't disagree with the idea that creationism, you know, that we were created or that perhaps, I don't know about cross-species evolution. Some things look remarkably similar to me, like chimpanzees and humans.
Right.
But I don't know. I don't know.
Right.
And
okay,
I wouldn't propose
okay,
to know.
Let's just take that. I don't know. Here's my problem. If evolution happens, fine. I have no problem with that. My problem is that scientists suggest, or I should say the prevailing scientific theory, is that species evolved through by methods of evolution. I can't see how that's possible. Today, if we take a species, say jaguars, and we reduce that species through encroachments into their habitat, for example, by man, so that there are fewer and fewer jaguars. What happens is that the jaguars have a very small gene pool, and because they have a very small gene pool, they have more errors in replicating when they mate. They have more errors in replicating, and you have fewer viable jaguars, and eventually the species becomes extinct.
That's interesting.
So you get
fewer and fewer
species. You don't get more and more species.
There's another point.
You get fewer and fewer.
There's another point that I actually brought up with a really good guy around here. His name is Biker Bill, and he's an atheist. And I used to be very agnostic towards the atheistic side, but I had a conversation with a man a long time ago, a triple black belt, older man, very, very well-spoken, always carried, just a fascinating guy. And I had started to think about the theory of evolution, and some of those same sort of questions came to my mind. One of the other questions that I had was I said, you know, I kept hearing that certain species would lose a certain ability because they didn't need it anymore. And based on evolutionary theory of random mutation leading towards an advantage to get away from predators, just because you didn't need it anymore, you wouldn't lose it. He brought up a great point to me, which unfortunately we're up against the clock, so I won't be able to make it right now. But essentially he said, look, random mutation that gives you a little bit of a wing stub is not going to give you any sort of an advantage to escape from predators than anything else. You have to have a fully formed wing. Interesting point.
More coming up here. Thank you, David, for the call. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can expand on that in a moment if you like.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richardson Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with a reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photoblocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's photoblocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Fuel prices are up and down, biting into everyone's budget. If you're ready to start saving at the pump, Fuel Saver Technologies can help. With a small squeeze of our fuel conditioner in your gas tank, more of each gallon of fuel will combust, improving your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, gas or diesel, we guarantee that your savings will exceed the cost of our product. Our fuel additive reduces the emissions and maintenance costs and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Our 2-ounce consumer squeeze bottle costs only $8 and treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. If you buy a case of 16 or 32 bottles, the price drops to $6 a bottle and we'll ship it to you for free. Call us toll free at 866-768-7811 or look online at fuelsaverinc.com. Start saving on fuel today, 866-768-7811. Online, fuelsaverinc.com. Spend a little and save a lot.
So you finally decided you're going to stock up and store food. But why settle for bland, tasteless food? Why settle for less? There is an alternative. InternetGrocer.net. Enjoy the most delicious storable food at amazing prices. Enjoy creamy, delicious, real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Storable meals from InternetGrocer.net will bring such variety and flavor you won't be able to tell you're actually eating storable food. You can purchase by the can or by the case. Choose a variety pack or an entire year's worth of food. InternetGrocer.net has non-hybrid seeds that will produce delicious food for you and your family. Ensure your food supply for years. Find out just how delicious storable food can be. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443. Open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, only moments remain. Just enough time for your call. If you make it now to 1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Garb.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can learn how to promote the show. Help us get into more ears around the world. You can learn how over at promote.freetalklive.com. That is promote.freetalklive.com. The Institute for Humane Studies is now offering free seminars over spring break. This March, join other libertarians from across the country for an intense and interdisciplinary exploration of classical liberal and libertarian thought. Participation is free. IHS provides housing and meals during the conference. You can apply now to attend a seminar at the University of California, Santa Cruz, March 7th through the 12th, and Emory University in Atlanta, March 14th. Through the 19th. Visit libertarianseminars.com for more information to get signed up. That's libertarianseminars.com as we continue here with your phone calls. Gardner, did you want to expand, though, briefly on the point you were,
we were talking about evolution.
And I guess intelligent design
right.
or
creation mutation, science, and empiricism and so on. I was just going to say what was fascinating was I said this man I was talking to, his name is Grover Morrill, fascinating guy, and I mean really, really insightful man, and he's probably in his 60s, cool guy. So he brings up the subject when I'm talking about evolution. I said, you know, I had this idea, and it didn't strike me that evolution, the theory, really seems to hold logically. It's not really based on any sort of empirical evidence. It's based on thought and logical analysis based on some observations of the way nature works within species. For example, you'll get dogs that can be bred through crossbreeding and so on of certain types, and you'll get a certain tiny little dog, but it's still a dog. And you'll get a certain type of finch that will have a longer beak on an island that gets flooded frequently because they have to be able to get under the water, be able to get their worms that they try to eat. So the shorter beaked finches end up dying off. But it's still the finch.
We're going elsewhere to eat.
Yeah. This sort of thing. So he said, well, look, Gard, you know, the theory is based on the idea that random genetic mutation will cause some gradual change. Remember, that's the key. Gradual change, and this gradual change will give you some sort of advantage over the others to escape from predators, which allows you to reproduce more than the ones that would get eaten by the predators. Okay. And I think the caller's point is very apt. When you have a smaller gene pool, you're less likely to have that species survive at all anyway. But, okay, so let's say there is some advantage to this. They reproduce more than the other ones. All right. He says, hence we get the idea that birds evolved from dinosaurs because birds could eventually, you know, fly, that sort of thing. He said, but look, why would a bird with a wing stub, some sort of a tiny little thing that gradually changes over the years, over the millennia, into a full-fledged wing? Because that's where the logic is. It's reliance on the belief that time, through randomness, will cause greater and greater growth, and this sends it in this direction through reproduction. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger, which, if you look at it logically, it still does not hold, because you'd have to have another random mutation in the same direction. It really doesn't hold. The Darwin's theory does not hold logically. So he said, why would a wing stub give you a greater advantage? You still can't fly with it.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense to me. I've never really taken a hard position on this discussion. I just hear people out basically to see what they have to say, because I'm certainly no expert on either one. And it seems to me that there's
a wing stub. You'd be talking about growing a third pair of appendages on vertebrates. That would be an extraordinarily rare thing. Insects have three pairs of appendages. Vertebrates generally have two. Mm. I suppose fish you could make some kind of argument for. However, I can see that it would be, I suppose, a nice long flat arm would help, forward appendage would help you escape from predators, but it seems like not much.
Well, some people
say darn long, darn flat arm.
Well, then you get the idea of punctuated equilibrium, which is a term that they throw around, which is really just sort of a decorous term that means very little. Punctuated equilibrium is, you're right, the gradualness of it doesn't really hold water, so you get these little jumps. That's punctuated equilibrium, which is not evolution. That's just the way it is. That is massive genetic mutation giving you something over a shorter period of time.
From one generation to the next or something.
Well, maybe, yeah. The truth of it is, who the heck knows? But one thing's for
sure. That's how I feel about it.
That evolution as gradual evolution, it really doesn't stand up to logical analysis.
I don't really know if this is really that much better of a conversation as far as productive than talking about Stephen King and John Lennon. Really, I mean, as far as the effect that the whatever the truth of this is or might have on our world today, you could argue that if science really understood how things happen, then they might be able to understand something in the future that could help us, I suppose.
But some people would say, Ian, that by studying this, you're getting closer to a point where you could save your soul by believing it.
I don't know. Let's see what Johnson has to say on the amp line.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Johnson. Hang on a second. We're having some trouble here. Okay, you're on. Go ahead.
Okay. One way I think you could answer your question or your comments about the half wing is you could Google what good is half a wing. There's an article that specifically describes the argument that I guess your observant friend brought up, because there are many advantages to a partial wing, and you're also ignoring the argument there is that it's expectation. You're expecting a wing to provide flight, and that's not what a partial wing is for.
Good point, there are
advantages to an appendage because it's not originally, a gradual change. When that thing first starts, it's not expected to provide flight. It's expected to provide other functionality, and that's not flight. And that was what was conferring the advantage.
Yeah, so some people. I was just going to say in conversations, and you bring up a great point, Johnson, in conversations I've had with Bill, he said, look, it could give you gliding abilities. You can never really predict what particular abilities were advantageous at that point.
Then one has to ask, where are the half a wings now?
Chickens.
Chickens are a man-bred item. I believe that the grouse is what you're referring to, and they fly
penguins,
pretty good.
Anyway, there are plenty of flight.
This is a great conversation.
But what I wanted to bring up and mention about this is that the religious will. You talked about cross species evolution, and the problem with cross species evolution as a term is that the religious will never acknowledge species that are blurring animals that are blurring the lines between species, because the very concept of species, when you think about it, is a term created by human beings specifically to categorize animals by sort of an arbitrary set of rules that we made up, which means that any animals that are blurring those lines, platypus, certain other things, are not going to be acknowledged. They're going to be plumped into one category or another. So as soon as they start approaching that line, mm-hmm. and if they cross that line, it's not going to be considered cross-species evolution. It's going to be considered, oh, these are two different species of animal.
Well, I think that if there were a lot more platypi, that one could make that argument a heck of a lot more effectively.
There are actually a lot more animals like that. If you look them up, I mean, for example, Kirk Cameron, the guy.
Kirk Cameron,
like,
you think he's cross species? I mean, he has some awfully curly hair, but I wouldn't call him a camel.
No. He's one of these major religious guys who argues against
yes,
evolution.
Yes, he is.
I don't
poorly,
know, he went crazy.
From what I can tell.
No, that's because he was left behind.
That's right.
One of his arguments is for this. He's like, you never see a crocoduck. And it's one of those things you can look up. There is an actual animal that he brought up a picture of, like a Photoshop picture of a crocodile and a duck. And the funny thing is there are animals, and I think one's called like Archaeopteryx. There are certain animals that you look up, you can actually find the transitional species for these animals that these religious people will claim, you'll never see this in nature. And then you look it up and, there it is.
Interesting.
Interesting call, Johnson. I thank you for it. Let's talk to Darren in South Carolina. Darren, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, you guys pretty much just took the wind out of my sails with everything that you guys were saying about the genetics. I just wanted to say that the laws of the universe dictate that we live in chaos, not order. And through mutations, which is a sign of chaos, that is how we get.
Didn't we just
let the guy make a point?
No, I know what his point is. He's made the point is that order leads to chaos every time, right?
Order leads to
that's
chaos.
That's exactly right.
Right.
No. Chaos leads to order.
Chaos leads to order. Right. That's what Gardner was talking about.
It's
earlier.
Like fractals. Yeah.
Then I guess I'm. Pardon me.
Yeah. Go ahead with your point, Darren.
Well, I was just saying that we live in a chaos world where there's, you know, no structure to it. The evolution is a brilliant piece of writing, but in fact, it says just the opposite of what we know now. And it says it suggests that, you know, things are combining to create better things. And we know that things in this universe only break down.
Right. Like,
I've heard the opposite argument used to refute evolution, too, that, in fact, that order leads to chaos, so therefore we can't possibly have order coming out of chaos.
If the theory of evolution didn't hold,
we wouldn't have the spork.
Ben, that'll about do it. It has been Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. What's the truth? We'll probably never know.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Wake up!